What about predictors of response to NAB?
Yeah, that's also an interesting point. We don't have a lot of data at this point, but there is a suggestion that the reason Abraxane or nab-paclitaxel may be more effective is due to the presence of GP60 on the endothelium, which facilitates the uptake of albumin-bound drugs across the vasculature. And perhaps equally important is this protein that's present in the interstitium, referred to as SPARC. And SPARC in particular is overexpressed in a number of different solid tumors as well as some hematologic malignancies. And there's an effort now to try and look at tumor samples to try and determine if there's a relationship between the expression of SPARC and the patients who are most likely to respond. There's some very limited data from other tumor types other than breast cancer that would suggest that if you overexpress SPARC, you may be the patient who's going to gain the greatest benefit from an albumin-bound compound.
Which tumors?
Head and neck cancer.
What about NAB and melanoma?
There's also data that's emerging in melanoma that suggests that Abraxane may be very active. And the standard that we've had for a long time, which is somewhat disappointing, are drugs like DTIC. And if you look at the activity of Abraxane compared to DTIC and the experience reported to date, there's a marked improvement in response rate with Abraxane compared to a standard historical control of DTIC. Again, the number of patients is still modest, but enough to build some enthusiasm for doing trials.